Well, now, our text for the boys and girls is in the letter of James, and it's a rather well-known one. Have we got any boys and girls with us this morning? Oh, we've got one or two here and there dotted throughout the fellowship. I wonder if anyone can read for me verse 5 of James 3. Verse 5 of James 3. Anyone got it? Anyone up in the back got it? Anyone up in the gallery? You're all looking a wee bit snoozy up there this morning. What's happened to you? Anyone got it up there? No? What a wonderful response. Good job on thick skin. Anyone got it down here? Any boy or girl going to read James 3 and 5 for me? You're all looking in amazement. There wasn't such a text. What's happened to you this morning? These holidays, you see, are not good for you. You need to be kept at school all the time and busy, and your mind's working. I always find that after you come back a holiday, you're lazy. Right, who's going to do it before I pick someone? All right, Miss Fraser, you come up and save me from my terrible situation. James 3, 5. You've got it, I'm sure. Good girl. Good. I like that, and I also like that accent. That was well, well read indeed. I like that. A little fire kindles a big one. I want to tell you a story about Peter. Not our Peter, by the way, or even the Peter in the Bible, but a Peter who lived in London a long time ago, and he was a baker. He had a baker's shop, and of course he had a baker's workplace where he made pies and rolls and cakes, and I better stop in case some of you get a wee bit hungry. He made all sorts of lovely things in this baker's shop. And he lived in London a long time ago, indeed. Well, let me think, he lived in London about 330 years ago. Now, one morning, Peter went to work. It was the 2nd of September, 1666, and he went into his workshop, and he started to cook, or he started to bake. And he baked in a little shop in a very strange little lane. It was called Pudding Lane, Pudding Lane. But then places were called by strange names then. There was another street called Threadneedle Street in London, and there was another place called Pie Corner. So to have a shop in Pudding Lane wasn't all that different, you see. Anyway, he started work that day, and he never thought it was any different from any other day. He just worked away, and he lit his fires, and he got his ovens hot, and he got his pies nice and brown, and his loaves all rose just as Peter wanted them to rise. Now, we're not too sure exactly what happened, because there are lots of stories about it, and some of them may be nearly true, and some of them may be nothing like the truth. But anyway, it seems as if a spark got out of the fire that day. And because Peter's shop had plenty of wood about it, it had wooden beams, and it had a thatched roof, the fire really started to spread. Perhaps no one noticed at the beginning, and just went on working, making pies and so on, but it started to spread, and it got worse and worse, and soon the whole bakehouse was on fire, and then it went through to the front shop, and the front shop was on fire. Of course, they all get excited, and they were running down to the Thames with buckets to get the water up and chucking the water on this fire, but it wasn't doing much good. And next door to Peter's shop in Pudding Lane was a big warehouse, where there were barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels and barrels of stuff they called pitch. And that was used to seal up the seams on the barges which sailed on the River Thames, kept the water out. And all right along this big warehouse, there were barrels and barrels of pitch. And if you know anything about pitch, well, once the fire got at it, it really started to blaze. And very soon, not only Peter's shop in Pudding Lane was on fire, but the shop next door, or the warehouse next door, was on fire as well. People were shouting, "Help! Fire!" and running about and panicking. But they couldn't get the fire to go out. And it went on, and it spread, and it spread, and it spread, and it spread. And it burned that day, and the next day, and the day after, and the day after, and the day after. For 5 whole days, that fire blazed. You're all sitting very attentive, but that's true, it blazed, and it blazed. And then the king got excited about it. Now, he was usually not excited about anything. He was called Charles II, and he was usually playing about at different things. But he got worried, and he started to go out with buckets and so on. And his brother and the whole royal family were involved in it. Then they started blowing up houses to stop the fire catching in these houses. But it took 5 days before that fire went out. And do you know, boys and girls, in the end, 460 acres of land were burned through, and all that land had houses standing on it. Now, if you're like me and you're not very good at acres, let me give you a little illustration. Wallace Park is 26 acres. You all know Wallace Park, don't you? 26 acres. So you multiply that by 20, and you've got the size of the ground that that fire covered. 20 times the size of Wallace Park. Amazing. 13,000 houses, 86 churches, St. Paul's Cathedral, the Royal Exchange, all the great and wonderful guild halls. And you'd have to multiply this possibly by 100 and more. £10 million worth of damage was caused. It was shocking. And all because somebody in Peter's shop had been a wee bit careless about fire. And that's what our verse tells us, doesn't it, in verse 5. It says, be careful you don't start a fire. That's not talking about bonfire night. And it's not talking about the fire of London. It's talking about another kind of fire. And the Bible says you can start a fire with what you say. If you say the wrong thing about somebody, if you say what you've heard about somebody and you don't have any proof of it and you just say it, that can start a fire. And it's a great fire. And it will go on and on and on and on and on until nobody can put it out. Be careful, little tongue, what you say. I opened the paper yesterday. Of course, I read the Daily Telegraph. I opened the paper yesterday, and you know, inside there was an apology. Mr. Murray reads the Daily Telegraph as well, so perhaps he noticed this apology too. And it was an apology to a judge. I remember reading the story about this judge, and I said, what a shocking judge that must be. What a silly man. Whoever told him he could be a judge and get so much money? And he said all this silly nonsense. And you know, the apology said that the judge didn't say anything of the kind. The whole story the Daily Telegraph had printed was a load of rot. Someone started a fire. Someone said something without checking out the details. For us all this morning, especially those of us who are members of this fellowship, and who worship here. It's for the boys and girls. It's for everybody. Be careful what you say. London's fire was tremendous. It started from Peter's shop in Pudding Lane. And you know, it said that the fire stopped at Pie Corner, but only after all that damage was done. So let's be very careful today and during the coming week that we only say the things which are true and we only say the things which we need to say. And God will bless your life and use it for his glory.